Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're headed to Taslina. It's a small community off the Glen Allen Highway near Wrangell-St. Elias National Park.
My name is Sheila Hay. I live in Taslina, Alaska, and I'm the owner of the Aura Borealis Bed and Breakfast. The geography is borealis forest, a lot of spruce trees and birch trees, willows. It's really beautiful. You can see the Wrangell Forest or the Wrangell National Park from where we live in the mountains. Just over the river from me is what's called the Taslina Marketplace, and they have little shops. There's a little grocery store, and then he's got hardware and a liquor store. And then you can get your hair done at Kendra's Hair Salon, and the Copper Valley Development Association is all right in that little compound. And then if you go back right over the river, the first place you'll come to is the Native Village of Taslina. That's beautiful little place, and a lot of the residents that live right in the immediate area are members of the village. I like how peaceful it is and how you get to feel part of the land. It's really calming out here. We look forward to spring coming and the runs of the salmon. The Copper River and the Klatina River are destinations for world-class fishing. And we are getting light here awfully quick. It's wonderful, and spring's on its way, so we can start getting outside more often. We have a lot of the people that work for tribal native groups here. The Otna Company people come down, and different groups for BLM, Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Game. We're pretty broad spectrum, but we also get international travelers here. Most people are in awe of the beauty in which we get to live every day. And I tell them that it's something that I don't take for granted, that I get up every morning and say, thank you for letting me be in this place, because it's pretty special. I'm really grateful that I get to make my home in Taslina, Alaska.
Sheila Hay owns the Aurora Borealis Bed and Breakfast in Taslina. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Zachariah Hughes, Jolene Almendarez, Annie Fite, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ariel Van Cleve.